Hi, and welcome to the Super Anti-Aging Podcast with your host, myself, Steve Halpern, and I have some exciting news in this podcast for you. I want to talk about anxiety, stress, mood, give you some good solutions. And we have a real super special for my listeners, which I'll tell you in a moment. Yeah, something actually free, no strings attached. You don't have to sign up for monthly supplies, you know, your identity is safe, all that, you know, all that negative stuff, absolutely free, and I'll tell you in a moment. But let me get into the exciting aspect of anxiety. There's a nerve called vagus nerve by your solar plexus. When you do meditation or yoga, it can affect the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve, sort of like a switching station between the parasympathetic and the sympathetic nervous system. An easy analogy is the gas and the brake. You know, the idea of kicking in a fight-flight reaction turns an imbalance in the system, and boom, you know, you're shooting out adrenaline, and you're locked into that mode. And, you know, all health studies point to stress, and that's just part of life. The brain doesn't know the difference between, you know, the fight-flight reaction between an argument with someone or lost your keys, whatever, minor things, and, you know, it can be interpreted as a fight-flight reaction. Not a good thing. So what did they do? Well, as a point, you know, they do implantable vagus nerve stimulation, but you know, you want to go necessarily have to go through that. And there have been studies on that. Well, these well-known neuroscientists did an experiment on animals and some humans, and they found that by applying a very low dose electrical current to the ear, where there's an end piece of the vagus nerve, they got anti-anxiety quieting effects. Well, not having an electrical device, I said, let's see what happens if I rub various spots in my ear, in the earlobe and all over the ear, and do some deep breathing, and sure enough, there was that response. So, try it. They found it even can work in dogs. If you have a dog who likes the ears rubbed, that might be a good idea. Or quieting your child might be also a good idea. Very easy to do. Well, let's move on to supplementation and what you might do to, you know, in the herbal and nutritional area. Theanine. Theanine is an amino acid found in green tea mostly. Seems to counterbalance the caffeine in green tea, which released quite slowly. And I'm mentioning studies on theanine. You can take anywhere from 200 to 400 milligrams of theanine, totally harmless. And it seems to have a quieting effect. There are some herbs like valerian. You know, the valium came from valerian. You know, an interesting valium, valerian, and it's an herb that also has a quieting action. Chamomile and lemon balm, also quite anti-anxiety and relaxing. And surprisingly, sulforaphane, you know, which you'll get from, you know, broccoli sprouts, if you want to eat a lot of broccoli sprouts, or broccoli seed, has some research that shows it's anti-anxiety, passes into the brain. Well, we know brain effects because there have been studies, human studies on autism, some animal studies on Alzheimer's, showing brain benefit, yes. And of course, the one I recommend is the one that is patented and was originally developed for research by John Hopkins over for many, many years. And it's the Vitalica seed. And it's found, the one I recommend is Vitalica Physician, which is a therapeutic amount of the broccoli seed. You'd have to eat pounds and pounds of, you know, broccoli. Yuck, and those broccoli, messy broccoli sprouts, you can go bad. And have some other things you might not actually called indoles, which you might not want in the broccoli sprouts. So the purest way of getting it is in the broccoli seed. And we've seen good response. I've seen great response in my patients and my physician friends, integrative physician colleagues that have also seen great response many conditions, from inflammation to energy to fatigue, but also mood and anxiety. So here's something super, super special. If you order Vitalica Physician from VitalicaSupplements.com, that's a very limited supply, or you go to eBay and you see vitamin wholesalers for Vitalica Physician, you'll get to share a free bottle of 30 capsules of Vitalica. Now, this is a little less strength than the Vitalica Physician, and you know, you might take an extra capsule, but it's great to share with people who've never done it before, or if you want it for, you know, a child, you want a lower dose, that's fine. And that's normally, listen to this, a $30 and up value. And with a limited supply, when you order Vitalica Physician, you will get it totally free. No catch. You don't have to sign up for automatic shipment and automatic orders and all that, whatever. But I would do it soon because, again, we have a limited supply of the 30s, and I just want to be able to share this with people because it's so, so important, and I've seen so many health benefits. So let me get more into the stressors and how you cope with the effect of the stressors. Well, there's adaptogenic herbs such as ashwagandha, the Indian herb, bacopa, another wonderful beneficial brain quieting herb, totally, totally innocuous. So it's bacopa, ashwagandha, supporting adrenal function. You can look at rhodiola, another interesting adaptogenic herb, give you energy. But I would cycle it, you know, do it for a couple of weeks and then stop and then do it again. Siberian ginseng, another wonderful adaptogenic herb. So this can help cope with the effect of the stress, as well as Vitalica and ginger and your berries again. So you're producing lots of antioxidants, which can deal with the inflammation, which then comes from the stress. And, you know, there are biochemical pathways, you know, oxidative stress. And the adrenals will stimulate oxidative stress, which also interferes with stem cells. I like that idea. By the way, I love the idea of doing some ear rubbing and see what happens, especially when you're getting into that, you know, getting into that mode. Now, of course, your microbiome can affect mood and anxiety. We know that gut microbiome connection. And so supporting a healthy microbiome is just a given. We don't know yet the right probiotics, and they're good and bad bugs. And so supporting a healthy community might be very, very, very beneficial. Well, one of the things I found that I really like is butyric acid. Butyric acid is a short-chain fatty acid made from butter, anti-inflammatory, but can also support a healthy microbiome. Problem with most butyric acid supplements, which are innocuous, is they smell like rotten eggs. Not something you really want to do. I found a product called Pro, P-R-O, Butyrate, B-U-T-Y-R-A-T-E. It's a sustained-release complex that's been tested for butyric acid, and you can do a search, you know, in Medline, PubMed, on butyric acid, and you'll see what I said. And it seems to also affect the brain. So butyric acid is a good way to go, and of course your fibers, you know, your flaxseed and maybe chia seed and your beans. I mean, it's just given stuff to support. And pickles. and maybe a little vinegar down there would be really, really good. You know, lots of people, as they get older, they don't produce enough stomach acid. So, you know, there's a place for the vinegar. I think what happens as people get older, it seems that the microbiome changes. And in fact, they're now linking microbiome probiotics to hormones and estrogen metabolism, which can take place both in the liver. So you want things like thistle and the broccoli seed to support, healthy estrogen metabolites. But they think it might be one of the reasons for the decrease in hormones, the changes in the microbiome. Wow. That was a really fascinating study. And you can look that up. Look up probiotics or look up microbiome probiotics and estrogen, and you'll find it there. So it's another reason for, again, a healthy microbiome, and it might, have some connection to endometriosis, which I said in the article, and PMS. By the way, PMS, one of the things I found can really help PMS is sufficient magnesium. And magnesium is also a quieting nutrient, so you can do up to even 2,000 milligrams of magnesium in a divided dose. But don't use the citrate, because then you're going to, get a loose stool. And you can also try what they call, there's a product called Neuromag, which is a magnesium complex that's supposed to be going to the cerebrospinal fluid. It was developed at MIT, and Life Extension has a product called Neuromag. So you quiet your system, you deal with the stressors, you work on your vagus nerve, you work on your microbiome to quiet the effects of stress and anxiety. And actually, before I forget, the sulforaphane, it's the way my brain works. There actually were studies on autism. We know it gets into the brain. There were studies on animal versions of Alzheimer's. And there are some animal studies on anxiety. So we know that the broccoli seed can work. Works for lots of things, but now we're talking about anxiety and inflammation. And again, if you go to Vitalica, put this little plug in here. If you go to Vitalica Supplements, you'll see it's a green page. And with the purchase of Vitalica Supplements, you'll get a $30 bottle of Vitalica. And not the same one. It's a 30. And it's a little strong, less of a dose, but it's totally free. A $30 and up value, or you can go to eBay, Vitamin Wholesales, and you'll see. But again, this is a very limited offer on a limited supply, but I want to get people to try it and experience it. So I want to thank medicines who subscribe. That helps this podcast grow and for downloading. And I appreciate you sharing this. Please continue to share these on your social media, and I'll keep trying to find interesting topics to cover and give you the latest in health information, like what I gave you today, rubbing your ear. So this is Steve Halpern, and again, thank you so much for listening.